T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sal Capaccio is joining us live on WBEN this morning. Bill's sideline reporter for WGR. He was on the sidelines yesterday in Charlotte. What a day for James Cook, Sal. I mean, what was the key to having him get such a dominant performance?
Well, really, the offensive line did a great job, and credit Joe Brady with understanding the best way to attack a really good Carolina Panthers defensive line, especially their interior. I've never seen that many toss sweeps run in a game. That's, when they run outside, they toss the ball, and, you know, James Cook has an ability to get to the outside and get to the edge, and he was able to do that. They did a great job, but, man, James Cook is special. He really is. I mean, his vision, his contact balance, it's pretty amazing. And just to put in perspective for people what he did yesterday, 216 rushing yards is the sixth best day in franchise history and the best rushing performance since 1976. The only players ahead of him in that category for one game, O.J. Simpson and Cookie Gilchrist.
How about that? Just amazing stuff. And, I mean, Sal, I'm looking at this game at 40-9. You'd think would be rolling. From a fan's perspective, it's got to be the most quiet, like, blowout, humongous win ever, because we're all sitting here thinking about next week, and we're also nitpicking a little bit, like, as for as great as James Cook looked, as great as the ground game looked, we didn't see too much of that explosiveness through the air.
Yeah, I think what happens is, Brian, when you score 40 points, you win 40-9, you expect to look in the box score and go, oh, the quarterback threw for 320 yards and a couple of touchdowns, and, you know, the passing game was rolling. That wasn't the case here. And it wasn't just because the running game was great, which it was. It also just seemed like the passing game was tough to go. A grind, right? It was just tough to move the ball through the air, and it didn't seem very good and comfortable. And even Josh Allen talked about his first half, and it wasn't a good first half. He misfired on several passes. He said he wasn't trusting his feet as much. He wasn't in a rhythm. He was 6 of 13 for only 66 yards in the first half. That's not a great stat line. Now, that said, he was 6 of 6 in the second half. He felt more comfortable. He looked more comfortable, but they didn't need him to do much. They didn't need much to happen from the passing game in this game. But if they did, it was tough going. And that's why I think what you say is right, where people look and go, yeah, it's 40-9, but you kind of look at it, you think that you probably get there a little bit differently. Now, that said, anytime you win in the NFL, it's a good win. And when you beat a team like that, a team that was 4-3, you know, that's a really nice win, especially on the defensive end, to hold that team to 9 points, a team that had been running the ball as well as the Panthers had, and the Bills hadn't been stopping the run very well. 7 sacks by the defense. Just a great, great performance by that side of the ball.
On the injury side, things got worse again. Ed Oliver, he left the game, bicep injury, and now they're without Ed Oliver and Daquan Jones at defensive tackle. I mean, will the Bills have to make a move, do you think?
Well, I think people might be clamoring for them to look outside the organization to bring in a defensive tackle in after Ed Oliver's injury, as you mentioned, Susan, because it looks like it's going to be long-term. Now, we don't know that for sure, but he was ruled out immediately with the bicep injury. He posted on his own Instagram last night something to the effect of, football and me are like water and oil right now, so that's not good. And when you have a bicep injury, if it requires surgery, which is possible here, that's multiple months. So we're talking at least end of the regular season probably for Ed Oliver. At least that's what it appears. We'll hear from Sean McDermott later. We'll find out. Now, Daquan Jones missed another game, but maybe he's available next week. We'll see. They did not put him on injured reserve. That's good news. So we'll see if he gets if he's available. Larry Ogunjobi came back from a suspension. He played pretty well for the interior. But, man, Ed Oliver is such a force on the defensive line, such a disruptor. They're really going to miss him, whether it's short-term or probably long-term, no doubt. We'll see if they go outside the organization. The problem with that is you can't just start going trading it for everybody. And everybody wants a wide receiver traded for. And people want a safety traded for. Now a defensive tackle. You can't just go do that, right? You can't just make up trades and bring people in. You have a lot of restrictions. You only have a certain amount of assets. You only have a certain amount of money. And the Bills don't have a lot of money in this under the salary cap to make a bunch of trades. And they can't also just trade away their entire draft for next year to go out and get all these positions.
Yeah, that's the sad reality of it, I guess, Sal. You wish you could steal from the cap some other year just to pay for this year and everything that fans want to add. You mentioned the defense on the injury front. All right, not so great. But the guys they got back seem like they performed really well.
Yeah, I agree with you. And especially Michael Hoyt. He was all over the place. I feel vindicated myself because I kept saying, hey, I don't think he's going to necessarily make them, you know, the best unit in the league, but I think he'll really help this group, and I'm excited to see what he's going to do, because I saw in training camp and in preseason with my own eyes what they were doing with him, moving him around off the ball, on the ball, in the interior, on the edge, and boy, he made a difference. He was involved in a lot of different pressures and plays, and he had a sack and a half in this game. He was excellent, and I think the Bills really benefited by getting Michael Hoyt and Larry Ogunjobi back. And Larry Ogunjobi is good against the run, and he was good against the run in this game. He really helped them. You know what really helped the Bills in this game, though? And this is a collective effort. Tackling. They were just so much better tackling. The Bills were way better tackling in this game than they had been. And it sounds kind of, you know, trivial, but it's not. It's such a fundamental. And if they were better at tackling through the first 6 weeks, maybe two of those games that they lose go their way, whether the two losses, New England and Atlanta, because they were bad tackling in that game, in those games. So very good. And then Max Harrison comes back. I was stunned that Max Harrison played as much as he did right away. I was surprised right away they activated him on Saturday for this game. But boy, he got out there. He didn't look out of place. He was near the ball when he's supposed to be, near his player. And then he made a really big tackle on the edge. And after the game, he said he really wanted to get a tackle under his belt. And boy, did he in a big way.
Yeah, it was great to see him out there. Chiefs week now. And in all likelihood, they'll win tonight. They'll be 5-3. The Bills are ahead of the Chiefs in the standings. But is this Sunday's game the biggest game between these two regular season in the Allen Mahomes era?
It's tough to say. It might be because the difference this year than in the last several years is the Bills have the New England Patriots ahead of them right now, and they're fighting for a division. And I would say this, though, Susan. I think they've played really important games in the regular season the last few years to kind of determine who's going to be home field in the playoffs maybe and things like that. But I think the difference this year is every game right now for the Bills is really big because of the Patriots, and now that you have the Chiefs coming in. And I agree with you, the Chiefs will most likely win tonight. But they are going to be without their starting left tackle, Josh Simmons, again. They're going to be probably without another offensive lineman, Trey Smith. The Commanders are getting Terry McLaurin back, but the Commanders will also have their backup quarterback, Marcus Mariota. So a little slight chance there maybe for the Commanders to surprise. Chiefs will come into Buffalo in a short week after a Monday night game. It is a huge, huge game. It's a massive game, 4:25 p.m. start on Sunday. And you're right, the Chiefs, the funny thing about it is you could make the argument the Chiefs need the game more than the Bills. Because they're in third place right now in their own division, and they're on the outside looking in of a playoff spot right now. Like they need to win tonight, and then they need to come to Buffalo and win, and that's why this game is massive for both teams.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a huge game, Sal. Can't wait to talk about it more in the future. Sal Capaccio was on the sideline yesterday for the Bills' blowout win in Carolina.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We worked with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.